The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Fucking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas body shop. It's December, Henry.
All right. I thought you were talking about like the cosmetics business body shop for a minute, but I think...
Yeah, I would talk about that. That's the body shop, I mean.
Yeah. No, it just got me a little bit confused there, matey. It's Christmas. I am very well known for loving Christmas and about squealing and singing all about it all the time. So here I am. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Da 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 dum.
Oh, Rudy, Christmas. Give me your
speech. Sound so excited. One of us, let's put it this way, one of us is actually known for loving December and Christmas and sprinkling joy all over the place. One of us is the keyword.
Well, Rudy, I will say, make a quick comment. Today, 1 month before Christmas, it was just 38 degrees out, so it's not very Christmas spirity out here, unfortunately.
What the fuck? Actually?
Yes.
Crazy. All right, it's summer in Australia.
Yeah, it's nice and warm. So I'm going to be at the fucking beach probably when it's Christmas Eve.
I mean, listen, we had our, for years, I think, in Netherlands, the first snow fell, like actual snow, you know, big flakes and stuff. So yeah. It's kind of weird to think that for me, technically, looking out the window, not the case, but technically there is snowing and for you it's like 38 degrees. Globally, yeah, no. Local is actually local.
There you go. There's the weather report for the day as well. Except today we're not in Australia already.
We are not. We are actually in Belize City, Belize.
That's pretty crazy.
Also, wait, Belize? Somebody says there, you guys heard it, it's on recording, that somebody doesn't really like Christmas, huh? What do I see there in the corner of your video camera, Henry? What is that standing there?
This is
there
not
in the
my house,
room?
Is what this is. Not my house is what this is.
I don't want to hear this.
What's in the corner there does not matter because it's not my house. It isn't.
It is a Christmas tree, people. I see a Christmas tree in the corner of his recording.
Listen, I never said I don't like Christmas. I just don't get
it. I said I hate it.
No, I just don't get it. I think you just get very hyped for it and I don't. I'm just at a pretty steady satisfaction with it. My mom actually got me a Christmas advent calendar. It's like an adventurer thingy. It relates to Vagabond Dilemma slightly, basically.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
I've got that to look forward to.
Oh, actually, I have a segment. I have a, like, well, not a segment, it's your segment, but I just want to bring it up. Because I'm supposed to be very, like, you know, cheerful because it's December and stuff like that. However, beef of the week. I want that segment. Beef of the week, please. Can we have that for a minute? My beef of the week is with the fucking bus driver that I usually get when I go home from work. Because I usually get the same guy. He's kind of like on the younger side of bus drivers because they're usually like, I don't know, like on the older side people. That's what I see. This guy, about 30 years old. And he, I swear to God. Okay, so all the buses, I assume, are manual drive, right? The brother doesn't know how to work the clutch. Every single time we have to stop, he stops like gear by gear. You just sit there like, Then he starts again the same like, At some point, because you know if you had a long day or like your head is like hurting and stuff, you're almost throwing up basically because of this bus driver. One day I was like, I'm going to go and ride this bus myself, brother. Just step off.
There you go. Honestly, okay, not necessarily directly related to this, but I have considered that it would be fun to just get like a trucking license just for the fact that I can and that's it. Yeah. And then never drive a truck.
Have I ever told you that in Latvia, with my, like the driver's license, the normal driver's license that you have also allows you to drive a tractor?
Yes. Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that, to be honest.
You're the biggest John Deere fan out there, correct?
No. I heard they're actually very predatory for the tractor business.
Wait, are they?
Making, what the fuck? Yeah. Aren't they the one that make, like, tractors planned obsolete with, like, the software shit?
Maybe. Like, I just know that they make basically transformers.
Okay. All I know about them is that there was at some point an article that they were really fucking over people with their policies in regards to planned obsolescence, I think. I don't remember. Or it was some subscription.
And to
shit.
That, who we knows? At Globally Local FM say, how dare you try to ruin Big Oil's business?
Yeah.
The fucking... Yeah, like, yeah.
All right, Rudy. Off of the big tractor, before we get into the news, what do you know about Belize?
As per usual, I've done my research, and the answer is close to nothing, so go on.
That's pretty funny, because I actually also knew close to nothing, except for, of course, where it's located and what its name is. It turns out it was an English colony, so they speak English there as a primary language, which I found very interesting. And apparently, there are only about 400,000 people live there, so it's pretty sparsely populated as well. Mostly known for its nature. So, there you go. Sounds pretty good.
Where is it located for the listeners at home?
It's located east of Mexico. If you know where... Oh, fuck. What's the name? I forget. Cancun, right? That's the city people always talk about in regards to Mexican resorts. It's basically southeast of there for a bit. So, there you go.
Well, lovely. So, on to the next segment that we all love, we all been waiting for, the news! You want to take it away first, or should I go?
I will take it away first.
Okay, take it away first.
Jaguar found trapped in warehouse. Extracted by the zoo.
Not the zoo again!
So, first of all, the article I read was pretty wacky, really, the way it was written. So they started off there was like a video of this, apparently, and a lot of baseless rumors started off of that. And the only one that they thought to write down was that the rumor was that the jaguar was caught by the Chinese so they could eat it. So
what the fuck?
There you go. But luckily, that's not what happened. So first of all, jaguar was found in the warehouse. It was captured and sedated, brought to the zoo for a health checkup. And once it's confirmed that it's healthy, it will get sent back out into the jungle.
They actually found the Chinese within the jaguar.
Which is that they needed to sedate him as well when...
Because he came out beasting, ready to fight.
So it turns out, witnesses state they saw the jaguar getting chased by dogs early in the morning, where eventually it ran into a warehouse. The owner trapped it, and then they called the authorities, and the zoo was able to extract the jaguar. And like I said, they will release it back into the wild, wild world when it's confirmed that it's all good.
The jaguar was just like, let's go with like a boys' night out in the city, gets fucking trapped in a warehouse. It's the equivalent of like, I go out with my friends, I wake up in a ditch. Where am I?
Yeah, well, what's a better drug than just getting absolutely blasted to the point that you're knocked out cold and taken for a health checkup, you know?
And a whole Chinese man comes out of your ass.
Well, that's the thing that happened at night that you have no recollection of.
Listen, what happens in the warehouse stays in the warehouse.
Well, Rudy.
Stupid. Right. The times are rough. Crime rates are high. And so we fight them with mighty high fines. Okay?
Okay.
Very elaborate news article. In the breaking news segment, Belize City Man, no name, just Belize City Man, fined $505 for handling stolen bottles. Crazy. Out of all the things. Seth Carrillo, 21, a construction worker from Belize City, found himself facing a huge fine after pleading guilty for handling stolen goods in the Belize City Magistrate's Court on Thursday. Carrillo was charged with the offense after police discovered he had been in possession of five stolen crystal water bottles, valued at $75 in total. So tell me, please, who the fuck prices a crystal water bottle at $75?
Well, that's just depending on the currency, isn't it? I have no idea what the strength of the Belizean dollar is.
Sure, but point being, the incident occurred on November 4th, blah, blah, when Carrillo was accused of retaining the bottles originally belonging to I just noticed they have the same surname. Manuelito Carrillo admitted in court that
stole his brother's water bottle.
Literally. Admitted in court that while he initially wasn't sure if the bottles were stolen, he, quote unquote, had an idea.
I wonder how that came about.
He had reportedly bought the bottles for $5 each and managed to sell one before police tracked him down through the buyer. What a fucking scam. You don't steal like diamonds and resell. No, you steal crystal water bottles. Due to his guilty plea and status as a first-time offender, the magistrate opted for a non-custodial sentence imposing a $5 fine plus a $5 court fee. So these fucks tried to milk him.
Classic.
He has like 6 months to pay, blah, blah, blah. I actually have a story about water bottle. Have you heard my water bottle story from New York City?
Maybe. Don't know.
Super hot, humid, like 36 degrees, and I forget my water bottle at my friend's place, right? Who I was staying with. Fine, whatever. I go into this, like, I just see this random grocery store, like, not a supermarket, but I see, like, food and stuff, and that's, like, surely they have water bottles. I go in, and I'm like, oh, everything seems like, you know, those big labels, like, artisan or, like, homegrown and everything. I'm like, well, I'm not buying food here, so, like, I see that this is, like, the upper end grocery store, but whatever. I just take a water bottle. I think, like, the Fuji one or whatever. Go to the cashier. $12 I paid for fucking water bottle. $12. The moment she like scanned the thing and the price came up, I was like, you fuck. Can shove this water bottle up your ass at this point. But Americans, they're like super nice, right? And I was like parched. And I was like, fuck it. So I buy the bottle. I go outside, literally sitting on a bench right near the store, drink it, and I feel like I had one of those like main character energy moments where I'm like sitting there depressed in this bustling city because I just bought this freaking water bottle for $12. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I drank every single drop of it. Just to spite.
Was that like a half liter?
No, it was like,
Or it was like a bigger one?
I'm trying to think. It was a weird, like, okay, Mount Fuji bottles are pretty, pretty cool. They're a bit above the 33 milliliters, but I don't think it's 75 or something. I don't remember. It just was too, like, way more expensive than it should have been. Fucking New Yorkers.
Yeah, no. $12 is pretty hard to swallow.
Well, I swallowed it all. Bottle. Plastic and bottle included.
Nice. I bet that went well a couple of days later on the other
end. Actually was walking around that was creaking a bit. You know how you creak plastic?
Yeah. All right. I think, you know what this news story sounds like to me? It's like back in the day, I don't know if you've ever seen anything about this, but I've visited a couple prison museums here. It's when people in like England like stole a fucking tissue or whatever, and then they got sent to Australia to be prison laborers over it.
What the fuck? That happened?
Like, Yeah, or like stealing a loaf of bread or something. I forget which museum it was where I saw that, because it was when I was younger.
I was thinking how to get to Australia without like issues of, you know, like residence permit and something. Well, fucking say no more. On my way to steal bread at Albert Heijn right now.
Well, unfortunately, you have to be born like 200 years ago for that, but
hey, buddy, easy.
If you get a time travel machine, there you go. You can be a prison laborer. That sounds like a great old time.
I mean, look at me. Do I not give the vibes of a prisoner?
Not really, at all.
Listen.
I would say you give the opposite vibe of a prisoner.
I've always had the fantasy of dropping soap in prison shower.
Why? Even, oh my God. Like, even if Why? You're...
You know the joke, right?
Gay, yeah. It's okay,
I thought you said why, and it's like you just completely did not know the joke. I was like, you innocent, poor bastard.
No, obviously, but like...
Wait, you haven't?
You know what? I think it's too deep for this podcast.
Listen, that's what I want. Okay.
All right. Let's go on to the next thing.
I love that this like article. Horny ass Rudy comes out only on like on podcast. It's only for the masses that I'm horny.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, Rudy, 60-year-old farmer arrested for illegal gun possession. Uh-oh.
Was the gun in his pants?
It was in his backpack.
Holy shit.
It was partly in his backpack. It was a bit of a weird one. So the farmer was caught walking along the road with a shotgun in his hand.
What the fuck?
When confronted by law enforcement, he dashed into the bushes, but they caught up with him eventually.
Was he peeking?
They found... No, he wasn't. He was just cowering in the bush. I don't know what was up with this. It's a bit of a weird story, because, like, what are you doing, buddy? Just, I don't know. Is it weird to just say, just don't, and you would be fine?
No, like, I just now imagine this guy walking with a shotgun down the road till the police is like, hey, you, stop. And you just, like, see his hunchback of Notre Dame with a shotgun, like, skip into the fucking bushes.
Anyway, he was caught. They found, like, gun parts in his backpack along with ammunition. And when caught, he admitted that he did not have the right permits for the gun. He just inherited from...
Did he say why did he have the gun? Like, was that ever told to us? Uh-oh, I think Henry just got shot by actual shotgun. Because on my end, he just completely froze. It's so over. Sid, edit a fucking gunshot somewhere there. Lovely. So, dear listeners. Unfortunately, live on recording, Henry has been brutally shot. So now I'm gonna tell jokes and laugh at them because it's gonna be so funny. I think Henry's coming back. Network. It's fucked up that he comes back literally when I'm about to tell the greatest joke ever.
Fucking thingy.
No, he's not come back yet.
There he is. Uh oh. Hello.
You son of a bitch. You were the one who froze. I didn't freeze.
Oh, there he goes again.
He froze again?
All right, internet's not doing great.
This is so over. Whatever, Belize City, people. Catastrophes, calamities, and natural destructive forces. We'll name them Rose, Lily, and Cinderblock. Hey, added a laugh track. Because it's funny. Okay, so...
Luckily, our dear editor, Sid, can take care of all kind of crazy.
Fucking, he's come back again. So, what happened, buddy? Did you get shot by a shotgun?
I think my internet did, but we're back on hotspot, so hopefully that goes a little bit
Jesus
better.
Jesus Christ.
Although it doesn't seem to be much better.
Oh my God.
Anyway, thoughts, Rudy?
This just went off the rails completely. Yeah, it's crazy. What do you think of my news article?
Why did you start reading?
Yes, because I just thought you died.
Why would you start reading?
Okay, what I think of the man in the shotgun, this is, by the way, the most chaotic episode we ever recorded. But okay, why I think of the man of the shotgun, everybody has to have a hobby. This guy's hobby is maybe really like shooting bushes. Why can't he? Why is he not allowed to?
Because he doesn't have a permit.
Valid point. Moving on to the next story. Catastrophes, calamities, and natural destructive right. forces, we'll name them, and Henry, I'll need your laugh track, Rose, Lillian, Cinderblock. Lovely. Oh, okay, title of the real article is Belize Weathers the Storm. Get storm ready, callback. Nadine brings rain, Oscar churns in the distance. And my point is, why do we give these, like, huge hurricanes such, like, humane names? Like, I don't know, every time, funny. Like, fucking, I don't know, something about the, oh, yeah, four families have been killed in Alberta, Mexico, because of Boblin the Goblin, and it ends up, like, category fifth hurricane.
Well, not quite that wacky, but... No, I think, I mean, it's the same. What I really like recently, or what really tickles me, rather, not what I really like, is when people give their dog, like, just an ordinary-ass name. Like, I watched a dog not too long ago. He was called Kevin. No, he was called Lewis. I know a different dog named Kevin. And if I had the choice, I would probably call my dog Jonathan, just because it's funny, you know, and it's the same energy with the storms, you know.
I'd call mine, like, I don't know, Dick. Or Gina.
Yeah. There probably was already a storm called Dick at some point. So
I mean, listen, okay. I actually looked up a list. My favorite from the list is 1994 Tropical Storm. $1 billion in damage, which, by the way, I don't know why they listed on the website. Southeast U.S., Alberto. Then there was Category 1 Hurricane, $1.5 billion, U.S. Gulf Coast, 1985, Juan.
That's, yeah, I like that one.
Actually, let's propose some names. I have a list of the names that I would propose for weather storms and stuff like that. So first of all, okay, Dick, right? Then yeah. Specifically if it happens in US, I want a weather like event called Muhammad.
Okay.
Mashallah, brother.
And all then right. I just added Drasdaperma, which is to me so funny because, okay, the story with Drasdaperma is it's such a stupid name, right? It sounds, I mean, Drasdaperma, like, what the fuck? The name comes yeah. because the time of USSR occupation in Latvia. USSR, at the time, went so far down the rabbit hole of, like, USSR good, we should, like, raise the bar of how people look at us. They started giving people names that were, like, conjoined names for holidays and stuff. First of May okay. was, like... I think some kind of... Don't call me out on this. I don't remember what it was. But it was basically like 1st of May was a big day for the commies back in USSR, right? In okay. Russian, like happy 1st of May, basically like saying like congratulations on the 1st of May is Das Drastvuit Pervaya Maya. And so they combined that into the name Drasdaperma, which is like... Nothing. Like, what the fuck? That doesn't sound like anything in any language.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't like that as a name. Yeah, I don't know. I think my choice for the next few storms would be shit like Ashley, but spelt in like the ultra special way where it's like E-I-G-H instead of just the regular way, you know?
And S is like a dollar sign.
But my password is what that is. And the E's a 3.
Okay, lovely. Wait, how many? We had two articles, I had two articles. I think it's time for the ad, no?
Yes.
Alrighty. So, what are we going to do? Actually, fucking let me put it away from... If somebody leaks the video footage, because now that I know that this bazooka that I have here is illegal, I probably should... put it in the bin or something. So I'm gonna
luckily your gun ownership is not like affected by the laws in Belize, so if you realize it's illegal now, it's probably been illegal the entire time, buddy. But
no, if I put it in the bin, it was never mine, so that's how it works, correct?
Yep, that's legally binding.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, I'm gonna do that, and let's listen to the ad.
You feel its presence before you see it. The warmth, the size, the overwhelming power. It's not just a pillow, it's protector, a beast, a lover. You press yourself against it, and its soft fur envelops you. Safe, secure, until...
You remember it's 25 foot tall and definitely doesn't fit in your bed. Werewolf Kaiju Body Pillows. Hug the kaiju, sleep if you dare.
Okay, that's really, really fucking good. That's really good.
Oh my god. From now on, every ad, our editor, every single ad. Holy shit. Werewolf Kaiju Pillow.
Well,
limited
really.
Edition. Listen, at this point, if we ever sell merch, we should sell a Werewolf Kaiju Pillow.
Good luck in getting that designed and printed or whatever the fuck.
It's possible. I've seen it. But actually, wait, I'm calling myself off. I haven't seen it, but it must be possible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The shipping on that is probably going to be like 5 times the cost of the actual
whoever
product,
is so. At the customs and open itself is going to be like, what the actual fuck?
All right, well, we'll have to keep it on the back burner for future merch considerations.
Okay. Okay. Right. I think it's time for... Oh, fucking hell. Yes. Weather news, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking whatever. Okay? Like... You know what? It's fine. It's totally fine that we here in the Netherlands have to ride our stupid bikes through sloppy snowflakes whilst you in Belize City enjoy a warm summer. It's fucking fine that we freeze our tits off with almost sub-zero temperatures while you never see a day below 25 degrees Celsius throughout your days. And it's like totally cool, you know, that we have to have like rain, then snow, then rain, then snow again. And you have like a single fart of a thunderstorm in the later half of December. Like, wow, guys. Like, really have to stick it up, huh? We globally local go to your city to like raise the popularity, blah, blah, blah. And this is what I fucking get. Fucking assholes. Like, who do they think they are? Okay, like, globally warming my ass. This is just unfair at this point. Like, fucking whatever.
All right. Thanks for the very objective and unbiased weather report there, Rudy.
Yeah, I've been struggling these days.
Now it's time to get into the zone, Rudy. Close your eyes. Breathe in, breathe out, and listen to this. Fuck you. All right, let me just energetically restart the segment. Close your eyes and listen to this. It's hot. It's humid. You open your eyes and all you see is green. How the hell did I end up here, you think? I didn't drink that much last night. Nevertheless, the past doesn't help you right now, so you decide to pull yourself up and get going. You explore your surroundings and quickly establish yourself as being deep in the jungle, surrounded by a stunning diversity of flora and fauna. Lucky for you, you only have to drink your pee a couple of times before stumbling upon a freshwater lake. Weeks and months go by as you adapt to the jungle, and you never give up the efforts to return to civilization. One day, you finally made it and stumble into the city, where you're swiftly met with police. You try to speak, but months of no talking has corroded your voice, leaving you only able to produce grunts. Suddenly, you fall to the floor, feeling very tired.
Wow, we found another new species, a man says.
Super cool, that's another one for the books. But it wouldn't be right to keep it in captivity. Let's get this sucker sedated and bring him home to the jungle.
So, if you like being banished to the jungle for the rest of your life, then maybe Belize can be your next destination.
So, wait. Oh my god, Henry, it's perfect. You've heard the story of, like, people thinking that a honey bear was actually a Chinese man dressed in a honey bear suit? in a Chinese zoo?
What?
No, there was a story.
I actually have, yeah.
There was a story where, like, Chinese zoo basically was allegedly... people were saying that the honey bear that I have behaves and looks like a human in a suit. This is the same, but with the fucking, like, what was it? Jaguar?
Yeah.
They just thought that they saved this Chinese man, but in reality, it was the Chinese man all along. He just had to, like, survive in the wild, kill this jaguar, had, like, the skin over, you know, like a real tribal man, and then comes out and gets fucking shot and sedated.
Oh, boy. All right, ready? On to our local business of the day, I believe.
Yep. For my local business, I suggest you go and check out ITVET and find out what the fuck that stands for, because I did. My educated guess is I totally value every taco, or I am tired of vegetables, eat tacos.
I like it. No, honestly, not bad. Well, for me, I've got, it's not necessarily a local business, but as I mentioned earlier, Belize is known for its nature and wildlife. And given that Belize City is located right on the coast, my recommendation is to go on a cruise to the Great Blue Hole. It's a sinkhole in the ocean. It's a very stunning visual. And I have no doubt that everyone has seen pictures of this before. It's basically just like shallow waters, like clear waters. And then right in the middle, there's a deep, dark blue pit that goes like 100 meters deep. So I think that's a pretty interesting place to visit. Go for it.
It is pretty cool. I never knew it was actually there until you just said it, because I knew about the natural wonder, but I didn't know where it was located. So it's pretty cool.
Me neither until this episode. So there you go. And rolling that straight into my local radio station, my recommendation is 97.1 FM Integrity Radio. This is the only radio you should listen to if you're a stand-up guy or gal. But fair warning, if you really want to be part of this Integrity, it'll cost you a $20 subscription fee, which is unfortunately the reason I am still deemed an unredeemable scoundrel.
Jesus fucking Christ. For my local radio, I recommend the very attractively named Logical Asylum Radio, Corozal.
Okay.
That's right, people. No one's safe anymore. We got asylums for clear-minded people as well these days, so you better not step out of line with your Big Bang theories and global warming, because Logical Asylum, right around the corner.
All right, Rudy. Thank you very much for that. That was a pretty good day in Belize, I would say.
Yeah, I especially like the Chinese man coming out of Jaguar's ass to be turned out to be the Jaguar. But thank you very much, our dear listeners, for listening to Globally Local episode of today, brought to you by Tome of Huzzah. Go check out our dear colleague Colossal Pengu on Twitch, and find me if you want some I don't know. Just find me. Just come and find me. Or find me and come, whatever you prefer. On 000 RUDYS 000 three zeros Rudy's three zeros on Instagram. You can find Henry
roaming around the jungles in a skinned jaguar, I guess.
That would fucking slap. Listen, that would slap. And then me walking around, not a backpack, a purse with a bazooka in it, trying to hide it.
The dynamic duo.
And for the next week, we see you in...
Drumroll, please. Oh, he's already drumrolling, people. He's just one step ahead. It's Malabo in Equatorial Guinea.
That's correct. Equatorial Guinea. Get my ass there. And
let me just throw this.
Okay. I'm bringing my bazooka and going over there. All right. Bye, people.
All right. See ya.